How many of you know the name Brené Brown? Not too many. Brené is a professor at the University of Houston and a very well-known researcher who has studied the topics of courage, vulnerability, shame, empathy, and leadership, using all of these to look at human connection and how it works. It's pretty fascinating, actually. At the most recent Nolau Leadership Institute retreat that I attended that last week of October, we spent most of one day discussing one of Brené's books called Dare to Lead. And a significant part of that conversation, given the topic of her study and research, was vulnerability. And somewhat surprisingly, it was a really good conversation. I say surprisingly because vulnerability is not necessarily an easy topic. Our default way of thinking seems to be that vulnerability is bad, that being vulnerable somehow equates to being weak, that any vulnerability we may feel is something to hide. And often, if we find ourselves being vulnerable, feeling vulnerable, expressing some sort of vulnerability, we can feel exposed and embarrassed and sometimes even ashamed. Here's something that Brené, and she has studied these things for decades, something that she says about it. Vulnerability is the center of shame, scarcity, fear, anxiety, and uncertainty. So who here this morning wants to talk about vulnerability? Any takers? Well, you're in luck because we're going to. Vulnerability is the center of shame, scarcity, fear, anxiety, and uncertainty. But then Brené goes on to say, but it is also the birthplace of belonging and love. How about now? Any takers? Maybe think about it. Is anyone at least a little more interested in considering participating in this conversation? Is any of us here interested in a greater sense of belonging or perhaps deeper love? According again to Brené and the data that she has collected, this isn't just studying theoretically. She collects data over decades. According to her, all of that greater belonging, deeper love starts with vulnerability. Here are a couple more quotes. True belonging doesn't require you to change who you are. It requires you to be who you are. That's vulnerable. And another one, to love is to be vulnerable. To give someone your heart and say, I know this could hurt me so bad, but I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to be vulnerable and to love you. Vulnerability is about showing up as yourself, for yourself. It's about being honest, truthful. It's about being who you know yourself to be and doing what you know you need to do. And it's hard. It takes courage. There's that word again. In part because as you do these things, you will necessarily let go of control. Talk about scary. And you can only do these things as you let go of fear, being afraid. Talk about brave. It's not easy to be vulnerable. Vulnerability, after all, is the center of shame, scarcity, fear, anxiety, and uncertainty. But it is also the birthplace of belonging and love. It's the birthplace of true belonging, not just fitting in. And it's the birthplace of deep love, not just getting along. One more quote, and this is my favorite. Vulnerability is not about winning. It's not about losing. It's having the courage to show up when you can't control the outcome. I'm going to say that again. Vulnerability is not about winning. It's not about losing. It's about having the courage to show up when you can't control the outcome. So, as I seem to do every week, because it's not always obvious, what does this have to do with our scriptures for today? What does vulnerability have to do with Joseph and Mary and the birth of Jesus? This time, I feel like it's simple. They both, Joseph and Mary, showed tremendous vulnerability. They both had the courage to show up with no control over the outcome. They were both honest. Joseph had his doubts about Mary when he learned she was pregnant. Mary was uncertain about how she was going to be pregnant. What was that about? They both did what they knew they had to do, showing up with open hearts, letting go of control, letting go of fear, showing up as their full selves without any control over the outcome, except that they trusted God. They trusted that God would work through them, that God would fulfill God's purposes in them, and that God would keep God's promises to them and to God's people and to the entire world, whatever that looked like. However it was carried out, whenever it came to be, they trusted that God was in control of all of it. So vulnerability for Joseph and Mary, yes, looked like both of them having the courage to show up when they couldn't control the specific outcome. And additionally, for them, as people of faith, it looked like them putting their trust in God, who could control the outcome, trusting that God would control the outcome, and that the outcome ultimately, in God's time and in God's way, would be the healing and salvation of all of God's creation. Vulnerability for Mary and Joseph was saying yes to God's call in their lives, saying yes to belonging to each other because they knew they belonged to God, and saying yes to love above all, even though that love would bring tremendous pain. Vulnerability meant having the courage to show up fully and wholeheartedly, knowing that they were not in control of the outcome and trusting that God was. Unlike much of what we seem to learn, vulnerability is not a bad thing. Being vulnerable does not equate to being weak. We do not need to feel embarrassed or ashamed of our vulnerabilities. On the contrary, it takes great strength to be vulnerable. It takes tremendous courage to express vulnerability. It requires a tender knowledge of and a fierce commitment to yourself. And for us who are people of faith, additionally, it both asks and reveals a deep faith and trust in God. Vulnerability is the center of shame, scarcity, fear, anxiety, and uncertainty, says Brené Brown. And as the vulnerability guru, she would know. But she goes on to say, it is also the birthplace of belonging and love. So let's follow in the footsteps of Joseph and Mary in what remains of this Advent season and beyond, and practice being vulnerable. Let's summon the courage as individuals and as a community of faith to show up, to be honest, to get to know ourselves, and to be true to ourselves, to be brave, to do what we know we need to do, whatever that is. And this might be even harder, but let's try to do all of that with the full awareness that we cannot control the outcome. And let's do it anyway, because we know who does control the outcome. And we know that that outcome is ultimately the victory of God's love and healing in the world. And we know that that has already been accomplished. So how about it? Any takers now? Still no one. And not just for a conversation about vulnerability, but for a life lived with vulnerability, who is in? You can think about it. Amen.